And here on KBRB, as we check in again with our state cross country previews, we are here with head coach of the North Central Knights cross country team, James Klimsrud. And coach, good showing at the D3 district meet as the girls get the runner up finish. You also get the boy and Mason Hagen to qualify for state once again. And tell you what, it was a really good down to the finish race for the girls in that district in the D3 district final.
It was. It was a good race. I was so happy to see that my three scoring runners were medalists. So that's, I think, quite an accomplishment. It was good. We got that runner-up position. I was hoping, you know, we would get third, but then getting that second place was even better. And there was some really tough competition with, you know, Ainsworth and West Holt there.
Well, let's take a look. First of all, Mason Hagen going to get himself back to the state cross-country meet, medalist a couple years ago, just out of the medals last year. And again, just a senior battling now and a pretty tough field coming up for Mason. But, you know, a tip of the hat to the youngster making it back to state cross-country.
Oh, yeah. Yep. This will be Mason's third appearance at the state meet. And he is just an all-around talented runner. He has done so well in cross country. I think he's the 800 is more his expert area. So he's just an all around. He's a good sprinter, but he does have that endurance that he has needed to run these longer 5K races. He has consistently finished in the top 10 this season, I've noticed, and he's got a lot of confidence. The other thing I've noticed in thinking about Mason is he's a really good strategist when he is running. He'll usually come off the race and say, "Oh well, I was thinking about this, or I was looking at that guy and thinking about should I keep up with him or pass him?" And so he's constantly thinking while he's running, and that I think has worked to his advantage. And I'm just excited to see him finish out his career in cross country at the race on Friday, and he never backs down from a race. He just runs the best that he can, and it's been great coaching him.
Well, let's go ahead now, switch gears to the girls' side of things here. Again, a runner-up finish at the D3 district, just four girls. Of course, you can have five, score three, four girls running. You had third, eighth, 15th, and 18th, a good showing. And let's talk about, first of all, Angela Frick, a sophomore. She was a sixth-place medalist last year, just coming in as a freshman.
Yes, Angela has been our top-scoring runner for the Lady Knights all year. She's a very consistent runner. I'm always, seeing her times, in that the 20, upper 20s, and just really sticking with that all year. She's very calm and collected. She just, takes on that competition just like she did as a freshman. Doesn't get to her, and she's able to compete really well. Our next runner in the scoring positions there would be Zoe Snyder, who is a freshman. And we also have another freshman, Fallon Witzke. And I've noticed both of those girls are very talented. I see them, they have a lot of potential. Being a freshman, something that they do deal with is pacing and not always knowing exactly, how hard to push, when to start that, because I think a lot of times freshmen are just, wanting to finish the race. And so I see with those two girls that, there's some confidence that's going to come along as they mature. So they're doing great. And then Kira Taylor, our senior, she has ran a lot of races, and this she's been running for 4 years, and this will be her third run at the state meet. And she's just had a year where she is offering advice and just kind of leading by example for these younger ladies that make up this team. And so she's definitely a valuable runner, and she is probably the most consistent runner that I've ever had, just keeping those times really consistent and scoring and finishing, you know, up there in the top group of the meet runners. So I'm looking forward to just seeing her as well, like with Mason, just have a good run and just finish out this career. So.
Well, it's going to be a loaded field in the girls' Class D, as it always is. Coach did see, you know, there is some rankings out there, but it's kind of nice to see some names there that are familiar throughout the Class D3 districts. And I do know with you guys getting into the ratings now, according to Prep Running Nerd, and, of course, your lead runner, Angela Frick, one of those top 15. So it's showing what's going on cross-country-wise there at North Central.
Yeah, it's, you know, It's nice to have those rankings. I'm always telling my runners, though, that the rankings, we'll find out what the actual placings are on Friday afternoon. But I do think it helps maybe make some of those kids who didn't really see themselves in the perspective of the entire state that, hey, you know, I'm a pretty good runner. So I'm excited for that. We do have good cross country in this little neck of our woods that, you know, I've just been, it's been an honor and great to coach around here and, you know, have great coaches in our conference and our neighboring schools that they, you know, they have excellent programs, and it's been fun to, you know, be a part of that and set some goals and, you know, have some successes with these kids. So it's been great.
North Central Lady Knights, Girls Class D, run at 2:30 p.m. Mason Hagen for the North Central Knights Boys run in the Class D at 3:30. Coach Klimsrud, appreciate it as always, and best of luck to you and your team.
Absolutely. Thank you.